Today Shir Masechta Gittin Daf Yotes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Yotes Omer Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah B'kol Kaisvim, where all types of inks may get be written B'diyoy, B'sam, B'sikra, B'kuman. These all different types of inks. Can't come B'kol Dovash HaKiyama. Any type of ink is kosher. Any type of these inks are kosher to be used as long as the ink that they're using leaves a mark forever. The Beis Meir and Evan Ezra's Sim Kluf Chav Hei Sif Aleph teaches us that we have a number of places in Shas where the Mishnah lists, gives us a list, and says the Beis Meir that just like in other places in Shas, the halacha is that the list, we follow the order of the list, similarly, the halacha will be here, that the types of ink that are listed in this Mishnah are written in the specific order to teach us that that ink, the first ink that's written, the yoy, is the most preferable ink. If not, then we should go with the next. There's an interesting shaila that the Pesukim can discuss. There was a mistake found in a Sefer Torah, a mistake that could be fixed, and as they're reading from the Sefer Torah and they discovered this error, there was a cipher in the Beis HaKnesses who immediately was there and fixed the Sefer Torah. But of course, he had the ink and the quill and he fixed the Sefer Torah. The halacha is that it takes time for it to dry. And the question is, can they read from the Sefer Torah immediately, or do they have to wait for the Sefer Torah, for the ink to dry? The halacha is, our Mishnah just said, the words, "V'kol davashuk shel kayama." And based on this, says the Mordechai, that the halacha is that one has to be careful not to give a get when the ink is still moist. Because if it's still moist, it's not a davashuk shel kayama. And our Mishnah says the halacha is that it has to be shel kayama. And as the Mechas Chinuch explains, the halacha is that it's not kayama until it's dried. And that's why the Mechas Chinuch has a very interesting psak. He says that if somebody writes with ink right before Shabbos is over, and the ink has not dried before Shabbos is over, he will not be considered that he did the Ma'isik Siva, at least the Isik Siva, the Raisa. Because the Isik Siva is only if you wrote with ink, there will be kayama. Until it's dried, it's not kayama. There are those that disagree. The Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel says that even if the ink is not yet dried, but it's the kind of ink that ultimately will dry, the halacha is that it's kosher. And therefore, the same. So by get, we're certainly machmer that the get has to be written with ink that has to be dried. And we have to wait till the ink dries until the get could be given. As far as the Sefer Torah, it's not clear that that's the halacha. It could very well be, as long as the ink is the kind of writing is an ink that will be written, the halacha is that that's considered ksiva, and you can read from the Sefer Torah. However, says the Mishnah, ein kosvin. One may not write a get like a mashkin, not with drinks, like a Paris fruit juice, like a called dover, shenem eskayim, something that won't last. And the reason it says, why does it say the words shenem eskayim? It should have said, loy dover shenem shakayama, consistent with the wording, to teach us that the consideration when we speak about the ink, it's not just looking at the ink. Of course, looking at the ink is an important consideration. But the other consideration we have to think about is this ink is being written on a certain type of paper. And certain types of paper cannot accept certain types of ink. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that the ink has to be an ink that will last and has to be written on a paper where that ink will last. Al-Kol Kaisim, continues the Mishnah, one can write a get on any material, ala ola shel zayis, on a leaf of an olive tree, al keren shapara, on the horn of a cow, the nice lot of sapara. But the halacha is that you have to give the cow with the horn on it to be considered a valid get. Aidei Eved, and similarly, if you give the get, if you wrote it on the hand of a slave, the halacha is that the nice lot of Eved, you have to give the get. Because, and the halacha is, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, you have to give the woman the get, you have to give the woman the cow, you have to give the woman the eved, because if you don't, so then you didn't. Then the woman is not considered megureshes, because it has to be, if the husband still continues owning that animal, or owning the eved, then the get doesn't create a krisis, a total separation between the husband and the wife. And if the get does not create that total separation, it's not a valid get. We can't write a get on something that's alive, an eved or a on an eved or a para, and not on a food. And according to Rabbi Yossi, therefore Rabbi Yossi Aglili, one cannot be served, give a get on an alayshal zayis, because an alayshal zayis is considered a food. There are others that disagree and say that alayshal zayis is not considered a food, and therefore Rabbi Yossi Glili would agree that you can write a get on an alayshal zayis. Diyoy, says the Gemara, what is the definition of diyoy? Diyosoy. Sam is something called sama. Sikra, Amar Rabba Babachana, Sikartashma, kumis is kuma, it's a type of gum that's found in trees. Kankatam, Amarabba Babachana Mishmu, Kharata de Ushve. It's the type of dye that shoemakers use to dye the shoes. Vcholdov Shumaskayim, says the Gemara, what does that come to teach us? Lasuye Mai, Lasuya Hadatani, Rabchanina, Kosva Bemaitfirya Vaftsa, different types of water where different things were soaked in the water then, and make some type of an ink, kosher. Tanrab Chia, kosva be'aver. If somebody put lead into water, or somebody wrote b'shchar with charcoal, b'shichar, the black shoe polish, all of these, kosher. The halacha is that a kosher. There's a machloikus rishonim. When our Gemara identified these various materials that they can be used to write a get, is it l'chatchila or only b'di'evit? The Rambam says that all of these things are only acceptable b'di'evit, but l'chatchila did not kosher. Other Rishonim disagree. The Pri Chodesh says that the halacha is that they're kosher l'chatchila. The halacha is that on Shabbos, one writes two letters with an ink that's going to stay. He's chayiv for the melacha of kosef. And if somebody erases two letters with the intention to write moichik amanas lichtoy b'mekaymam, then he's chayiv for moichik. If somebody erases but is not with the intention of writing on that spot, he just wants to erase what was written, that isn't an issa deraisa, that's only an issa derabonon. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara now begins to discuss when is an act on Shabbos considered an act of kosef, when is an act on Shabbos possibly considered an act of moichik, and when is it just mekalkel, that what he's doing is just ruining something. Says the Gemara, Itmar. If somebody writes two letters in black ink on top of two letters that were written in red, the person who does this will be chayiv for two malachas on Shabbos. Achas mishum kosef, one is considered kosef because writing with the black ink on top of the red ink is considered an approved writing. And since it's considered an approved writing, yechayiv, for writing, And you also chai mishemoichik, because you essentially erased the letters that were below the black ink, those red letters, and that's why it's considered moichik. But if you wrote diyoy al gabe diyoy, black ink on top of black ink, or sikra gabe sikra potter, because you really haven't accomplished anything. Furthermore, sikra gabe diyoy, if you wrote with the red ink on top of the black ink, amle chayiv, some hold that you'll be chayiv for Shabbos, ramle potter. And the Gemara explains itself. Amle chayiv, moichik. It's considered moichik, because even though you haven't accomplished much in writing, because as we're learning, black ink is superior to red ink, so putting red ink on top of black ink is not considered an act of writing, but it is, but putting red ink on top of black ink is not considered writing, but it is considered that you accomplished something. V'amri lo potter, that we don't even, it is considered erasing. V'amri lo potter, because it's considered an act of, it's considered an act of mekalkel. Why does the other opinion disagree? Because mekalkel is only when you could tell there was an act of kilkel. Here it wasn't, you can't tell there was an act of kilkel. Since it's not noticeable as an act of kilkel, it's fine. B'amnei Rish Lakshman Rav Yochanan. Edim, Shein Yodim Lachtim. If Edim don't know how to sign the name, Ma'ashi Yichtavu, so the Gemara comes up based on what we just learned with a good piece of advice on how to get Edom who don't know how to sign their name, how to make the get, how they could sign their name and the get should be considered good. Edom she'enu yodim lachtoim. Mau, can we advise them, she'yichtu lem sikra, that we should write their names in sikra, v'yachtemu ksav elyon l'ksav, and then v'yachtemu, and then the Edom will put black ink on top of it. What is the question? Do we say ksav elyon ksav, that the upper ksav is considered the proper ksav, and therefore it turns out that the Edom wrote, or ein ksav, it's not considered a ksav. Amalei, so he said, ein ksav, it's not considered as if they wrote their name, and it's not a valid way of signing the get. Amalei, so Shlokish asked Rabbi Yochanan, v'leb tanu rabbeinu, haven't you just taught us the ksav elyon ksav in Shabbos? That if somebody were to write this way in Shabbos, it would be considered that he did the melacha. Of writing on Shabbos. So why are you taking this lenient approach? Amalei, to which he said to him, v'chiv neish onam adamim, because we wanted to say that in Shabbos, putting diyoy agabes sikra is considered an act of ksiba, and we were being machmen hilchos Shabbos nasa maisa. When we have a question, so we don't know what to do, and since we don't know what to do, we have to be machmer. But that doesn't mean that we could also use that psak lakula. And since we can't use that psak lakula, the halach is that we can't say that that would be a satisfactory way of it would be a satisfactory way of signing the get. However, what's clear is that everybody would agree that writing black ink over black ink was not considered a valid way of signing, because that everybody agrees that just like by Shabbos, it's not considered an act of sign of ksiva. For a get would not be considered a valid way of signing the get. The halacha is that when a sofer writes a sefer Torah, he has to write Hashem's name l'shma. He has to have intention to write Hashem's name. The halacha is that if a sofer wrote Hashem's name without the proper intent, he can't validate the sefer Torah, Sefer Chachamim, by rewriting the name on top of the existing name with improper intent. Says Rav Chisda, we're going to learn in our coming shiur, that the same halacha applies to a get. That if Sofer wrote a get shaloi l'shma, he cannot validate it by writing it l'shma over the existing writing. Because since the second writing doesn't really accomplish anything, that isn't considered an act of writing. Rav Acha bar Yaakov in our coming shir disagrees and say that the Chachamim stringency is only by a Sefer Torah. Because when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah, there's a halacha of Zeh Keli Vanveyu, and writing on top of another writing is certainly not Zeh Keli Vanveyu. But a get, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that was written originally L'shloi L'shma, could be remedied by writing L'shma on top of the original writing. So the Mefarshim want to know if Rav Acha bar Yaakov's position that says you could rectify a get by writing L'shma on top of Loi L'shma is consistent with our Gemara that says writing with black ink on top of black ink is not considered an act of writing. Says the Maram Shif, he says that when we say that writing on top of writing is meaningless is only when the top writing doesn't accomplish much. So if the bottom, when the black, since it doesn't really make a noticeable change, the first ink is still there. He says that if the first time it was written, then it was written Shaloi L'shma, so says the Maram Shif, it's not that the second writing is considered a writing on top of the first writing. Our Gemara, says the Maram Shif, teaches us clearly that writing black ink on top of black ink really doesn't accomplish much. But when you write black ink on top of black ink that was written Shaloi L'shma, it's not that you're writing again. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says a chiddush that the lower writing gets infused as if it was L'shma. And since the lower writing gets infused as if it was L'shma, so it's not a problem. Itma. Edom sheni yodim lachtem. If we have Edom that don't know how to sign the name, Rav Amar Mekar Olam Naya Cholik, we cut out the signatures, Malam is a crime b'diyoy. And as we learned earlier on the Aftes on the Beis, there's Machloikus Rashi and Tosis, how to understand what the Gemara means here. Rashi says is that we outline their names and they fill in the outlined letters. That's what Rashi says. Tosis says filling out outlined letters is not considered as if you signed your name. And therefore, Tosis says, what we do is we prepare a stencil that has the Aleph Beis on it, and the Edom use that stencil to form a signature. And Shmuel says, what we should do is be'aver. People should come and sign their name with lead, and the Edom will put ink on top of the lead. Says the Gemara, how could that be acceptable? Be'aver salkadatach. Can the people sign with lead and then the Edom sign on top with ink? Vatani, hadn't we just learned earlier in our Amid, Rav Chia taught us, Kasher be'eva b'shchar b'shichar, Kasher. So if that's the case, the bottom signature was already a valid signature. If the bottom signature was already a valid signature, writing on top of it, as we've been learning, is a meaningless act, and therefore it should not be acceptable. Answers the Gemara, like Kasher. Haba Avra, says Shmuel, Shmuel in this Gemara was speaking about using lead itself. Lead itself is not considered a valid way of writing. Haba Maim da Avra, when Rav Chia said that we could do it, he was talking about where lead was soaked in water. Lead soaked in water becomes ink, and that's why it's acceptable way of writing. Rav says, Edom who don't know how to sign, other people use mei milim, and the type of water in which they soak different gall nuts, and the bottom will be signed by, that will be written that way, and the Edom should put their names on top of it. But ask the Gemara, Vatanya Rav Chanina, ask the Gemara the same question. Haven't we just learned, kosher b'meitiri v'aftza kosher, so why would that be considered a valid way of writing if the bottom writing is considered a proper writing? Answers the Gemara Lekasha. Hardy Ofitz, Rav Avua that said that you could do it is when the cloth was not processed with a fatsim. For Hardy Ofitz, Rav Chanina says when it was not processed. Because if it was processed with these gulnuts, then Eimei Milan Agabe Mei Milan. The upper gulnut ink will not be effective on parchment that was processed with gulnuts. And that's why it's not considered a proper writing. Rav Chanina was on a cloth that wasn't processed that way. Since it wasn't processed that way, Mei Milan, Mei Afitzin, is considered a proper way of writing. And that's and when in our Gemara, Rav Avuah recommended they should the bottom way should be written by Mei Milan, was talking about that was being written on a parchment that was already processed, and therefore it's not considered a valid way of writing. Rav Papa gives a different approach, what should be done for people who can't sign. He says you should write. The bottom people should sign with saliva. That's certainly not considered writing. And the Edom should write their names on top of the saliva. That will be certainly considered a way of writing. The Ken Ari Rapapa Safa Torah. That's what Rapapa recommended to Papa Torah, that who was a animal merchant, that this is what should be done. It should be done beroik. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that whenever we have a situation where Edom, this is Siman Kuf Lamed, wherever you have Edom that don't know how to sign, we should write for something that Ein Rishumim Miskayim, that we should write with something that won't last, and then they'll sign on top of that. The Ramah disagrees, because the Ramah says the better thing to be done is what we learned earlier, is to make the outline, like Rashi says, or use a stencil. Said why? Because the Achrayim explain that if the husband will claim that the Edom originally signed with this type of ink, which is not a good ink, to get this puzzle, we would have to start considering if the get is a valid get. The Stechemet says regarding an aide that does not assign his name, and the cipher put his hand on top of the hand of the aide, and like that they wrote the name, says that would not be a kosher way of signing the get. The Stechemet says the proof is that our Gemara, when it's considering how Edom, who can't sign, should sign a get, the Gemara never offered that type of an approach. The reason the Gemara never offered that approach, says the Stechemet, is because it's actually not considered as if the second aide signed his name. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, all these different approaches that the Gemara suggested, that if a person can't sign, this is what we should do. We were only lenient, says the Gemara, by Gittin. Because as we learned, and we'll continue learning, when we speak about Gittin, there's a concept of Mishimi Guna Akila Barabanan. Chazal were concerned that we should not leave the woman not being able to get married. So that's why we're more lenient. Others explain, going back to the Rambam seems to explain that way. We've gone through this concept numerous times. There's a concept of Eide Mesira Karti, that we passing like Rabbi Lozer, that what makes the get effective is the Edom who testified to the giving over of the get. And therefore, the signing of the get is not essential. Since the signing of the get is not essential, that's why we could have these leniencies by get. Avil b'shtoris, by other documents, loy, says the Gemara, that who the Ovid b'shar shtoris, somebody who did one of these different approaches that the Gemara just suggested by other shtoris, for Nagdei Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana gave him Malkus for that. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasai the Rav. The Rav said that if somebody can't sign his name, we should make an outline or whatever Rashi tells us. Edom Sheni Yodim Lachtem, Mekam Lam Nai Cholik, Malam Asakroyim Diyoy. Amrav Shim Gamliel, Bemedvam Amurim, when are we lenient? Begite Noshim. We're only lenient by Gitei Noshim. Abba Shekhru Evadim Shtar Shtaris, when it all comes to all other documents. Im yoidim likris alachdoim, if they know how to sign, fine. Vim lav ein chaisman, and if not, we don't allow them to sign. But ask the Gemara, the Braisa said, im yidei likris alachdoim. So ask the Gemara, kriya man dechashamei. Where was reading mentioned that the Gemara introduces reading here? Answers the Gemara, chsuri mechs rachtan. Edom shedim likrois, if Edom don't know how to read what it says in the get, kairim lefneim, we read to them what it says in the get, the chaisman, v'sheni yodim lachtam, and then they'll be able to sign. V'sheni yodim lachtam, if we have Edom who can't sign, amram shim gamliel, we do the various approaches that we just learned on Amr Aleph. On that, Amr of Shim Gamliel, Bemet Vamamurim, Begite Noshim, Ava Beshachri, Avadim Shakol Shtaris, Im Yodim Likris Lachtim. If they know how to read and sign Chaisman, then we allow them to sign Im Lav and Chaisman. Says the Gemara, Amr of Gamliel, as a Mai Tamad of Shim Gamliel, why was Rav Shim Gamliel lenient with Edom who can't read and write by Gittin? Answers the Gemara, Shlo Yehei B'nois Yisrael Agunas. We're concerned, Mishim Aguna Kilo Rabbanan, a woman, if she won't get a get, may remain in Aguna, and that's where we can be lenient. Amar Rava, it says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Alokha of Shim Gamliel, the Alokha is like a Shim Gamliel, that we could be lenient by a get with these Edom who don't know how to read and write. Rav Ganda B'Shmei, the Rava, Amar, Ein Alokha, Kir Shimon, the Alokha is not Rav Shim Gamliel. El Kaman, says the Gemara, who is Rav Gamda paskling like? Karabonon, says the Gemara, how can we say that he agrees that by all shtaris we could do this? Says the Gemara, Vahu the Ovid of the Bishar shtaris, there was somebody who was lenient by other types of documents, for Nagde Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana gave the Malkus. And of course, even though Rav Kahana was an Amoira, and Rav Gamda is an Amoira, and one Amoira could dispute a different Amoira, the Gemara still is asking a question because Rav Kahana was a most prominent Amoira. And it's unlikely, unless we can understand why Rav Kahana would disagree, Rav Gamda would disagree with Rav Kahana. Answers the Gemara, Tergema Kriya. The issue was about reading. And reading, the halacha is we could be lenient. That's what Rav Gamda says, because we could always read it for them. When it comes to signing, Rav Gamda will agree with Rav Kahana that Edom who can't sign themselves should not sign a get and not rely on one of the different approaches the Gemara has suggested. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda had gotten older and his eyesight had gotten weakened. Mitzara the curry, he would strain himself to read, and then Chasim signed. Amalei leitzriches. So Ula told him, "You don't have to do so." The Har Rabbi Lazar Mardat Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar was the Rav. Rabbi Lazar was the Rav of Yisrael. It's referring to Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, who was a very prominent and well-known Amoira. Rabbi Lazar was the Mardat Yisrael. And if he would have to sign a get, a star, they would read it to him, v'chosim. Rav Nachman, who was the chief dayan appointed by the Reish Gelusa, and he was the son-in-law of the Nasi, if he was asked to sign a document, the attendants in the court would read to him what it said in the document, v'chosim. Says the Gemara, V'dafka Rav Nachman, V'safra Daini, Dislo Imsu, nobody is going to read something that isn't correct. The Sefer Dayanim are going to be honest. Avo Rav Nachman, if the star was brought to Rav Nachman, V'safra Achrina, it wasn't the Safra the Daini, or if it was the Safra the Daini, Vinish Achrina, but it isn't Rav Nachman, we don't have that atmosphere that somebody's not going to do something wrong, loy, then you shouldn't sign the shtar unless you could read what it says yourself. Rapapa kev oslo kame shtar parsa. When Rapapa, a shtar that was written in Persian, David Bakosh, a Kutim, and that was written in the courthouses of the Kutim. Matt, and he couldn't read Parsa, says the Gemara. Makulele Shnei Kutim, he would have two Kutim read what it says there. Zeh Shleib Fnei Zeh, they should not be one in front of the other. Moreover, they should read it Psich Lefi Tumay. They should not understand why they're being asked to read this document. And then, if he saw that the two Kutim who were asked to sign this get, who asked to read, read and said that this document, they were both consistent in what it said, Magbi Beimim Shavdei. So there are two points to make here. Here we see that just relying on the concept of Mesich Lefi Tumay, Mesich Lefi Tumay has rules. We can't just say that if the person doesn't know why I'm asking him what I'm asking him, we have right to be lenient. Here the Gemara says that in order for it to be Mesich Lefi Tumay, we have to have two people who are not aware, who one is not aware of the other. Then it's only then and only then is it considered Mesich Lefi Tumay. And Ramosha Zitzal, in the Shaios HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, uses this concept to discuss the question that if we have a food that we don't know the halachic status of that food, we don't know the halachic status of the food, can we just ask somebody, can we ask the factory what it's made out of and rely on the concept of umen leimarim nasei? The person who's a professional and wrote that is giving us the information would certainly not tell us something that was inaccurate. So says Rav Moshe, we see from this Gemara that Chazal didn't just rely on Mesich Lefi Tumay so quickly. They had to have all sorts of conditions met for it to be considered Mesich Lefi Tumay. We can't just say if the person is asked the question, we could be confident that what he's saying is true. The other question is that here we're learning that they, once the, what it says in the document was confirmed that indeed is accurate, they could be collect from Mimshabdi. This is actually a question, because we learned in the Gemara early in our Masechta on Daf Yud Aleph that even though we could rely on documents that are processed by the Akos Shel Nochrim, by the courts, because we believe that they're doing what they're doing is accurate and honest, we can't rely that to collect Mimashabdi. We could only collect from B'nai Chayrin. And here it says we collected from Mimashabdi, even from the Chosum Mishabadim. So the Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim actually changed the gears of our Gemara, and they say that the Gemara means to say that they collected from B'nai Chayri, because we can never use this type of a document to collect from Mishabdi. Others say not like that, and they say that the way to learn the Gemara is that they collected from Mishabdi. I, the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, says that we cannot collect from Mishabdi. They explain that Gemara is speaking about when the document was processed by Hadjoitis. A document that was processed by Hadjoitis, we can never collect from Mishabdi. But if it was processed by the Akos, it was processed by the court, we would be allowed to collect from Mishabdei. Amar of Ashi, Amar Yehuna Nosen, Hoch Amar Meimer, Hai Shtar Pasa. If a Shtar was written in Parsa, but it was done by Yisraelim, the Chasmei Le Sadi Yisrael, and was signed with Jewish witnesses, Magbina by Mishabdei. The halacha is that you could collect even from Mishabodim, says the Gemara V'Layod Mikri, but they don't know how to read. The Edom don't know how to read what it says in the Shtar. And we are learning throughout our Shir that Edom have to be able to know what it says in the Shtar, read the Shtar. Says the Gemara to the Yadi. We're talking about Edom that do know. Says the Gemara, for being in Ksav Sheni Yedochel Azdayif. The Shtar, for it to be considered a valid Shtar, has to be written on parchment that cannot be forged, that they processed, as we spoke about before, with a Fatsim. And that isn't the rule in non-Jewish court, but that feeds him. Ask the Gemara Rabbinin, Tzorach Lachsim in Yonash L'Shtar B'Shita Achroino. The halacha is that the last line of the shtar cannot contain any new information. And as we explained, the reason earlier in our Masechta is because the shtar is written and Edom have to sign on the bottom of the shtar. And sometimes they don't write, sign precisely right under the body of the shtar. And therefore, a dishonest person could insert a line there of new information. So the halacha is that the last line should always just be a review of what it says previously. But that's a law that's done in Beis Din, not in other places. Ask the Gemara, Vabina should tzorach lachsim in yonash l'shtar b'shita achroina. So v'leka, and that you don't have in these type of documents. Says the Gemara b'deheder. Says the Gemara. So if this shtar was written with all of the halachic requirements, so my kamashmon, so what's the chiddush? The kalot lashon kosher that you want to teach us that it doesn't have to be written in lashon kodesh. That a shtar that was written in any language is acceptable. Ask the Gemara, Tanina, haven't we learned that? Get shikos for Ivris. If the get was written in Ivris for Eid of Yavonis, it was signed in Yavonis, or vice versa, it was written in Yavonis, Eid of Ivris, kosher. Answers the Gemara, Imaihi, if we only had that Mishnah and that Pei Zainam Abayis, we would think Hani Mili Begitten, because, as we keep on repeating in our Shir, because Mishim Aguna, Ekilubar Rabbanan, Al Bashar Shtaris, by other stars, loy, the halach is we have to maybe have to have lashon kodesh kamash milan. Here the gemara just introduced the halacha of b'chol lashon kosher, and we know that the same halacha applies by tefillah, that as long as you understand the language in which you're davening. And as we also said, it's the language that is spoken where you are davening, the tefillah is acceptable. And the poskim discuss, if you have an individual who could daven in Lashon Kodesh, but he really doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, or he could daven in another language which he understands, what is better? So the Bi'ah Halacha, in Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Dalad, Divrei Maskil Yochel Balo, says, quotes the Sefer Chassidim that says that it's better to daven in a language that you understand if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And as is understood, what the Bi'ah Halacha means, we're speaking about a person who wants to understand and be able to concentrate properly in his tefillah, and therefore it's critical that he should understand what he says. However, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed, quotes the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis Perek Yud Gimel that says that the tefillah that we have in Lashon Kodesh was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, every word and every letter of the tefillah, they had very deep meaning behind it, and therefore every word and every letter of the tefillah is so special, and therefore it was made. And since that was composed by Lashon Kodesh, it's appropriate, he says, to say it in Lashon Kodesh, even though you don't necessarily understand it. Certainly, if we have an individual who, even if he's going to daven in a language that he understands, is really not going to properly concentrate, it seems that everybody would agree that such an individual should preferably daven in Lashon Kodesh. Amalash, Amishmul, Nosan law, Nai Cholak. If a husband gave his wife an empty sheet of paper, Vema la Hareza Gitech, and he tells her this is your get, Mugureshis. Why? Chayshinon, we need to be concerned that Shem Mimei Milan Kosvay. He maybe wrote the get with a type of ink that's absorbed into the paper, in the piece of paper. And since they saw that the ink, and therefore that would be a very good. The question here is that Tosfos Divrei Maskil says, it's certainly not a case that the Edom never saw anything written on the get, then if the Edom never saw words on the get, it would certainly not be a valid get. What happened here is that Edom saw a get with words on them, but when the wife received the get, when the husband gave the get to the wife, that's when it looked like an empty piece of paper. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Hareza Gitech, if somebody gives a get to his wife in front of Edom and says Hareza Gitech, V'not l'sa v'zarkus l'yam, and the wife took the get and threw it into the ocean, or into the fire, or l'chol davar over it, and anywhere it's going to get last, Chaz v'amar, and then after the get is no longer here, the husband says Shtar Pasim Hu. It was not a get, it was a get that sometimes people would write a shtar that says on it, it would be a piece of paper that says somebody owes me money, in order that people should think that I'm wealthy, I have a lot of receivables, or shtar amana. The person wrote to me that he owes me money because he wants to be able to borrow from me money if he needs, and he's not concerned that I'm going to collect from him money that's not owed to me. Megureshes. So now the question is, we don't have the get in front of us to look at. So what would be the status of that woman? The loch is, that the husband is not believed to say that that piece of paper wasn't a get, and make her into an ashes ish, that she's still married to him, that she may not marry another man. Why are we taking that position? Because there was writing on the piece of paper. And the husband gave this document with words on it to the wife, saying that this is a get. So we don't have to now be concerned that he's saying it wasn't. If it wasn't that way, loy, we would not be lenient. Why would we say it's not a get? Why over here, when he said it was May Milan, are we saying it wasn't a get? Answers the Gemara, Kikam Shmuel. The halacha is that when Shmuel said that the get is a valid get, even though there's nothing written on it, the bat kinalei, the maidanura, where the ink was absorbed in the paper, and then when the ink is absorbed in the paper, there's a way of getting the ink out by putting that paper into some sort of a solution. Epolit, if we see letters come out, pull it, and we'll know it was a good get. But if no words come out, it's not considered a get. Says the Marki, Polit might have it. Even if the letters come out, why should it be considered a good get? Hashtag the Polit, why should we not be concerned that the letters only came out now? But when the get was given to the woman, the letters were not visible. And if the letters are not visible when the get is given to the woman, it would not be considered a kosher get. Says the Gemara, Shmuel didn't say that it's certainly a valid get. He says it's chashinakamar. We have to be concerned. Shmuel's saying that we have to be concerned that it's a valid get. And if not, and not that we could be confident. Here the Gemara discusses letters that are absorbed in something. What is the halacha about letters that are absorbed? Is it considered writing or not? This is a question that comes up in a number of places. One of the places it comes up is regarding different types of instruments that are used to take temperature on Shabbos, where you put some sort of a strip on the forehead of the person who you want to take the temperature, and then the temperature of that person appears. Is that considered writing on Shabbos or not? Says the Miches Yitzchak. The Miches Yitzchak discusses this question in Chelek Zayin Simen Chapeis. So first of all, he says it's Iksav Shenim Skayim, because whatever letters or numbers appear only appear as long as that strip is on the forehead of the patient. When you take the strip off the forehead of the patient, it's not visible. So that may not be considered letters. Moreover, he says that it matters if those letters were there previously. If the letters are there previously and they're just coming out, that may not be considered writing. If the letters are only formed, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchoser, says the similar psak, if the numbers are being formed as they're on the forehead of the patient, then that would be considered maybe writing on Shabbos. Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal and the Shas HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachis, Chel Chei Simen Kuf Num Tes, discusses if you have Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, pronounced on a tape or on a CD or any of these type of devices, if you erase it, would it be considered erasing? He says, our Gemara clearly is telling us that something that's absorbed in a piece of paper and not noticeable doesn't exist in terms in the eyes of Halacha, and therefore would not be considered erasing something like that. And so too is the Psak of Ramosha, and Igros Moshe Yerodeus Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel, and so too does the Michas Yitzchak say this in Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Beis. Says the Ma'amar Ravina, Amalei Meima, Hoch Amreima Mishmeid Rav Dimi, Hanibay Trey, the Yav Git the Kamayu, the two Edim in front of whom the get is given, Tzorach L'Mikrayu, they have to read the get before the get is given over. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, we just learned the Braisa, where somebody says, Hareza Gitech. A husband gives a get to his wife. He says, Hareza Gitech. The Nottleson, the wife took of Zorkus L'yamu L'or, L'chol Dover Ovid, Vomer. And then the husband says, it was a Shtar Pasim. It was a Shtar Amona, Megreshus, that she's divorced with like Kemenu L'osra. Says the Gemara, V'i Amrit Tzorcha L'mikri, if we're saying that the Edom have to always read it first, Basta the Krayu, if the Edom read it and they saw clearly that the document is a get, Mi Matza Amalei Hacha, is there any question that the husband cannot say that this wasn't a get? Answers the Gemara, L'tricha, the case that the Brises were speaking about, the Basta the Krayu, there was a document, and the document was a get, and the Edom read the document, and it certainly was a get. But what happened was, after the Edom read the document, instead of the husband immediately giving that over to the wife, Eile Lebe Yodei, he put the get in, this document into his pocket, Vafke, and then he took out another document. Ma de Tema, maybe we should be concerned, Chalufe Chalfe, that he switched documents, and that the actual document that he gave to his wife was not really a get, Kamash Malon, that we don't have to be concerned. Chazal, we're not concerned. We could give the get. However, the halacha is that if something like that does happen, that the husband does not immediately give the get to the wife after the Edom reading it, he puts it into his pocket, the halacha is that the Edom should read it again before the get is actually given to the wife. Our Gemara, our Braisa, that's lenient, is only in a situation where the Edom didn't do so. And the Gemara is saying that if the Edom didn't do so, we need not be concerned that there was a switch. But the proper thing is that the Edom should really read the get again to make sure that what the wife is getting is truly her get.